Can you think of any other businesses that in Wiley or Barstow that really wouldn't be? Now, did you call the kind of department store mercantile?
Well, yes.
What would you buy there?
Well, now, it depended on the establishment. Now, some of them I know in Bartow had four departments. They had furniture, they had groceries, they had dry goods and clothing, and hardware. And of course, they sold buggies, wagons. In connection with the business, but they weren't housed in the actual store.
Yes. See. I imagine the dry goods, a lot of material, where people made their own.
Marvelous. Yard goods. And the milliners that had a regular, twice a year, season to come down from Atlanta, just for the season, to make hats, to trim hats.
Just hats. What was this when you were a child?
Yes.
That you can remember?
And a young girl.
Did you have any hats made?
Okay.
They can't. Did they
Very
bring?
They poke mine and such.
Did they bring the materials with them, or?
Usually, you see, they made the frame themselves. All them, and later on, I suppose they bought them. The frame would be a wire frame for summer hats, and a frame made of the stiff material called buckram for the winter hats that were covered with velvet and material, satins and material like that. There, a hat was a hat in those days.
Did you go anywhere much without a hat?
You never went to church without a hat, and I still look like it.
You still?
I can't get used to it. No, I can't wear a hat. I can't find a hat now, but in those days, no well-dressed woman ever went to church without a hat and gloves.
Either one. You had both, hot or cold.
Correct.
Right. Speaking of articles of clothing, what words might you use for a purse?
Pocketbook.
Is that
handbag?
How about any something small that you might put coins in? Would you have a term you might use for that?
Not that I recall.
Coin purse?
And you just
you might
call
just
it
coin. Yeah. Well, that would be for today too. Do you ever wear jewelry? Do you like jewelry?
Not particularly.
Have you ever? Since you're so artistic, have you ever made any jewelry? Have you ever gotten into it?
Yes, we used to make china berry beads when I was a little
china
girl.
Berry beads.
And we would boil the china berries, you know, to get off the husk and the meat. And it left quite an attractive little seed pod that had a hole in the center.
Already had the hole in it.
And then we used to dip them in what dye we could come by. And string them.
I bet they were pretty.
They were
really pretty.
And then, of course, they've always been the pearl beads, but you were asking me about making jewelry. And I recall that as a small child.
China berries.
Making the necklaces and bracelets out of china berries.
Did you ever have any type of umbrella or maybe a lady's umbrella that you